This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin Flynn, Daniel, answering your calls at 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, is going to be speaking shortly. The Fed slashing rates in what they call an emergency cut. It's their first one since 2008. Action coming amid the economic talk down. I'm not going to call it a fallout. I'm going to call it what it is, a talk down by Democrats over the coronavirus fears. Market's down a little bit this morning despite the cut. Now, mind you, part of the reason the market went down 1,200 points yesterday, biggest single point jump gain in history, was because they announced that they were going to be doing this. Steve Moore, who was our guest last hour, said he was pressuring, along with others, the Fed to move that up, and they did move it up to today. So The Federal Reserve will be talking about that in a little bit, and also the president is meeting with county officials as well. I think it's county, is it legislative? I can't remember what it is. I think it's some kind of county function that he is at today, and so he no doubt will be talking about this as well. So all of that is things we're following. We've got still to get some answers on one of the polling places where we had some listeners have some issues. We're digging into that in Minnesota, but in the meantime, just get out there and vote. I know it's a little tough when, if you're a Republican, you're conservative, because what are you really voting for today? But it's important to send a message. In a lot of other states, there's been huge Trump turnout, bigger than 4 years ago for the incumbent that time. So that's pretty good. All right, we're going to start with a chat with Tony Clark here today. Tony's a former member of the Public Service Commission in North Dakota. He's a member of the Hall of Fame of Fargo South. That should be really probably first that we mention that, right, Tony? Hall of Famer.
Fargo North, but
Fargo North. I'm sorry. That's a bad slip. That's like saying NDSU versus UND. You just don't do that.
Go Spartans.
So Fargo North. So there's that. That's really on top, and also part of FERC, the oddest sounding acronym in the entire government, which is saying something. But it is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, right?
That's it. Yeah.
And FERC is responsible for making sure we have a rock-solid grid, and all the regional transmission organizations are following the rules, and we have adequate power and everything else. So anyway, glad to have you back on the show, Tony. Thanks so much.
Scott, good to be here.
We've been talking of late about the concern over the potential changes that Great River Energy has signaled related to their Coal Creek Station plan, and you can realize this as a former member of the PSC and a North Dakotan, that is a worrying announcement for a lot of folks, a lot of families, 400 to 500 direct jobs and 500 indirect ultimately impacted. But it isn't completely unusual with what's going on in the coal industry right now to have it happen. It's just that it's happening here and it has that kind of impact. So I want to just talk kind of on big picture on some of the things that are being done to address this. And the first one in the way of a big picture question is, can anything be done? Right? I mean, is this something where a regulatory body or the Congress as a legislative body can do things to protect a power source that is, in my mind, pretty important, always on sort of baseline power? Or is this a case of market forces overtaking things and that you don't change the regulatory environment or the legislative environment to prevent these things from happening?
Yeah, Scott, I think it's a bit of both. There probably are some things that can and should be done in the regulatory environment to deal with some of the things that we're seeing, because I think there are some potential challenges out there. There is a macro issue that's happening here, though, and it's the one that you alluded to, which is that if the economics just turn upside down on a particular resource, there may not be a regulatory solution for that. The best example is probably the price of natural gas. Natural gas was always, if not the highest cost fossil fuel source, one of them for the longest time. And now with the advent of of hydraulic fracturing, thanks to places like North Dakota, it's become a really affordable way of producing power. So it's a bit of the markets. It's a bit of, I think, probably some failure of the markets to react to some of the changes, the market rules, to react to some of the changes that that have happened in the marketplace too. So a bit of both. I think with if you did reform the markets, it's not going to save every coal plant. That's probably clear. But there may be some resources that should be online that are still needed and should be compensated in the market that aren't right now because of some design flaws.
If we find a way to help, for lack of a better term, no different than you'd help, you know, in a crisis with a farm situation or whatever, but basically in the need of protecting the integrity of the grid to be able to have that always-on baseload power, is that something that is legitimately able to be, you know, who pays, right? You got to say who's going to pay. I mean, is it, you know, somebody has to pay, right? So, can you do this, and can that be passed on like you would a power line or anything else to the ratepayer?
Yeah, there are some mechanisms that exist to protect reliability. So, what would happen in the case of any generator that signals that it wants to shut down is it would have to, in the case of say a plant like GRE's that's in the MISO market, which is the regional market in the Midwest, one of them, it would have to notify the market operator that it was planning to shut down and then come up with a plan B and explain what that next plan B is. And then there would be a bunch of engineering studies that are done. If the grid operator comes back and these are all sort of rules that are approved by FERC, if the market operator came back and said, we don't think we can run a reliable bulk electric system if you lose that generator, then what would happen is there would be a payment that kicks in the case of MISO. It's called system support resources. So it would become a system support resource, and it would be guaranteed certain revenue in the market to ensure that it stays on. So that's if there's a reliability concern. It's not a long-term silver bullet, though, because what would happen is the market operator would say, we will pay you for a certain amount of time, but you have to figure out what the answer is to deal with that. And it could be converting that power plant to something else. It could be building other resources. It could be building transmission to deal with some of the issues. So it's kind of a stopgap measure, and those sorts of things have there are contracts like that out there, but they tend not to be long-term solution for a power plant that is struggling economically. It sort of gets you through so that you don't have a reliability problem.
I am an all of the above, energy person, because I believe that we need all of it, right? If we look at our long-term energy needs, you look at the Bakken. I mean, if you go to 2 million barrels, you need 1,000 megawatts more. What are you going to need more at 2 million? You know what I mean? It's just, so I just think we need it all. And in sort of a Pollyanna way, I'd love it for everybody to realize they have their part to play. But a lot of people see, you know, it is a competitive field of one taking the other out. Wind, for instance, is blamed, coal's troubles. Is wind to blame for coal's troubles?
I think gas is probably the bigger issue myself, and just the way the markets are running. But it's no doubt that the dynamics have changed. The way that these market rules run, Scott, is that they're basically set up so that they say whatever is cheapest right at that moment is what runs and gets paid in the market. Now, that works pretty well for wind and in some cases solar, not as big in the upper Midwest for obvious reasons, but even solar is getting built in some places because they're almost always the cheapest when they happen to be producing because they have zero fuel cost. And then what happens, at least under current market conditions, is natural gas is usually next cheapest, and then coal and nuclear come under after that. Nuclear is struggling in a lot of ways for the same reason that coal is. The problem, and to me this is a little bit of the flaw that FERC is seeking to figure out as it works its way through this, is the wind and the solar doesn't produce all the time, as we all know. And so you have to have those other resources available to be online when you're in a system condition where there's you don't have the wind and there's high load and demand for electricity, but you're just not getting any energy from the renewables. And that's the market design issue that I was talking about. And FERC is trying to work its way through that, but like a lot of federal agencies, they're not built for speed. Some of these discussions were going on 5 years ago when I was at the commission, and there still hasn't been resolution to them. So that's what they're trying to work through. In the old days, it sort of all worked pretty easily because coal and nuclear, you just set them at a certain level and they just ran. There weren't a lot of intermittent resources on the system. And to the degree you needed some sort of peaking resource to come on and deal with the peaks, it was usually natural gas. It was expensive at the time, but it didn't run that much.
All right, short break. When we come back, more with Tony Clark on What's on Your Mind. The question I have is, some of these regional transmission organizations of late have changed what is most important to them. It used to be reliability and affordability, and now it's how much does your power source reduce CO2? What might that mean for the reliability of the grid? I'd like to pursue that a little bit with Tony as well, and also some more things on the Coal Creek Station. Stay tuned. That coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The calendar right now and the circle May 4th. That's the day it all could change for you. Your whole life could change. You could take a step towards a fresh start to do whatever it is you've been dreaming about doing. And in the meantime, you know, before you get to that dream job, that dream career, the change you're looking for, you can still work, you can still care for your family and do all that, because the University of Mary has really got flexibility unlike anybody else, and affordability as well. So maybe now, maybe May 4th is the time to enroll in an undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program at the University of Mary. If you tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind, your application fee is waived. They'll tell you how much credit you have from your life experience and previous education, and tell you what you need to do, and put together a plan for you, and give you some options to take a look and advance your career and, just go to work. So contact them today. Learn how your past experience can count for credit. 701-355-8030 or online at umary.edu/discover more. More with Tony Clark, former member of the FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and also the Public Service Commission in North Dakota, a Fargo North Hall of Famer. By golly, right there in the Hall of Fame. And that's his biggest accomplishment, along with the great kids and beautiful wife and nice family and wicked smart and all that stuff. So we love having Tony on. So let's talk a little bit about how these regional transmission organizations, which are essentially, we have two that touch North Dakota, right?
Yeah, MISO and SPP.
And basically that says we're going to regulate and keep tabs on how you bring power from point A to point B. Is that right?
Well, they do two big things. One is they assure reliability over a broad geographic area, and then two, they run a market that tells what generators, when they're going to run, and through the sort of market auction mechanisms determine how much money the generators will get paid when they're running.
All right, so they're important, and did their rules recently change related to, okay, when we're scoring the power source we're going to put on the grid, what we need to do is to understand from you that you're going to get less points for reliability, which you just said was important, and affordability, and give a priority to how many, points you're reducing CO2. Is that happening?
Well, so the way that I would put it is it's less the market operators, so less SPP and MISO, which are FERC jurisdictional entities that are doing that. Their rules haven't really changed that much in that regard, but there's political pressure for sure, and so I would say it's certain states that have kind of imposed a mechanism like that, where there's clearly a preference given through one regulatory means or another towards carbon-free resources. And in the upper Midwest, Minnesota is probably the best example of a state like that. Utilities that operate in Minnesota are under tremendous political pressure to reduce the carbon intensity of their fleets.
Because some state decided it's the thing they want to do, and if you're going to sell power in the state, that's what you got to do. In other words, you and I don't have to like it. It's just the way it is because their legislature passed it, and that's what their rules are.
That's pretty much it. I mean, there are other states around the country that are approaching it in different ways. Some states are actually talking about, and in some ways do, price carbon into the market. That's not the case in our part of the country, SPP and MISO, yet.
So what I've said to folks before, if they don't like the way that, for instance, coal is being treated by, either the economic environment or whatever, it's Minnesota's to blame, right? There's nobody in North Dakota that's blamed. Wind providers aren't to blame. Gas providers aren't to blame. It's Minnesota. It's the politics of today that has really changed in which the environment and the business model for these industries, right?
Well, it's a combination of markets and politics, as so many things are. And from a North Dakota perspective, what's important to remember is we produce a lot more power than we can consume in state. And so you're dependent on these regional markets and you're dependent on customers in other states. And it has an impact on the business model that then happens in North Dakota.
So right now there's an effort that we've talked to Senator Hovind and others to say that basically to make the case, right, to go on and say, come on, folks, come on, let's do this differently, and let's be smart about this and take a look at some things and specifically go and ask them to take another look and hope to have that change. Do you give that much hope? I mean, is that some hope that can happen by a date on the calendar that could, for instance, make the chances of keeping the Coal Creek Station operating as is? And again, it hasn't been decided, but it looks like the writing's on the wall at some point for this power plant. Does the efforts underway have a chance at making the decision different for Great River Energy, in your view?
Boy, you know, a lot of it depends on the timetable. As I think I mentioned before the break, a lot of these federal agencies, FERC included, are not built for speed. And so to think that something gets done really, really quick that has a specific impact on one plant might be the triumph of hope over experience in terms of my experience with a lot of these federal agencies. The other thing is FERC is a little bit like a court in some ways, kind of like an appeals court. It's not an exact analogy, but they tend to react to filings that are made to it. So if MISO brought a filing or GRE brought a filing or some market entity brought a filing in front of FERC, then they would make a decision on it. But it's pretty rare for a regulatory agency like FERC just on its own motion to go out and order, you know, something specific be done.
Senator Hovind has said that we're pressing FERC to work with the grid operators, MISO obviously and others, to ensure a better capacity value for coal and the reliability and resiliency characteristics it brings to the nation's grid. We're working to get this action as quickly as possible, and we are hoping GRE, or we're keeping, rather, GRE informed of our efforts.
Yeah, so I think what they're probably what the senator's talking about, which is something that's worth exploring for sure, is trying to figure out if there are attributes that, say, coal has that are particularly valuable to the regional grid, whether that's fuel security, whether that's the operating characteristics in terms of fuel reliability will suffer if that particular plant converts to some other source of fuel or shuts down, and then seeing if that needs to be reflected in the market. And so that's probably what they're talking about. The thing to understand about these markets, though, is to the degree a utility, an individual utility, isn't getting enough money out of the market to keep operating their plant, the way if they really want that plant to stay open because they think there's a reason to keep it open, whether for fuel diversity or whatever reason that they might have, then the way you would make up the difference in those revenues would be to go to your customers and make up the difference. Now, that can get to be expensive for your customers, and if you're operating in a state like Minnesota where politically you have some pressures, that can be extra difficult as well. So it's as we've talked about here, it's part markets, it's part politics, and it's part making sure that you have the market rules right to ensure that the generators are getting paid for the attribute that they bring to the grid.
I only have about 15 seconds for this answer because we're out of time, unfortunately. But my big thing is coal has to be on the grid. Just has to be on the grid for the reliability and the baseload to be there. And no, we have that reliability. Can gas provide that same reliability or not?
Gas is pretty good. In some parts of the country, it's providing the vast majority of capacity. The question is, from an economic sense, does it make sense to shut down a lot of the existing units that you have and convert to gas or something else? And those are really detailed questions that get into engineering and economic studies that are individual to every utility.
Well, Tony, thanks so much as always. And Tony will be speaking at the Lignite Energy Council annual meeting next month, so we'll get more of this. Thanks, Tony. Take care.
Thanks.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve is cutting a key interest rate by a half a percentage point in an emergency response to the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. The surprise move coming after G7 leaders held a conference call to discuss the outbreak globally. Their statement did not indicate any immediate action, but this cut by the Fed brings the interest rate down to between 1 and 1.25%. At least 9 people are dead after tornadoes strike the Nashville, Tennessee area just after midnight local time, when most people, like this man, were sleeping.
The last thing I remember was both my windows simultaneously, like, basically exploding.
Yeah.
And just glass going everywhere, and then I sprinted over to my dad's room and we hid downstairs.
Nashville fire officials estimating as many as 40 buildings have collapsed. Residents are also dealing with downed power lines and a lot of storm debris. And this is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Big day today with Super Tuesday. See, I remember what it is. Say it ain't so. Joe thought it was Super Thursday, but no, it's Super Tuesday. And remember, if you are a registered voter in Minnesota, you can vote at your usual polling place, okay? If you're like, I don't remember where that was at, there is a website that has a polling place finder. It's very easy. Just search Minnesota Secretary of State, and you'll find that, okay? And most polling places will be open until 8 tonight. After decades as a caucus state, Minnesota holding its first presidential primary since... what in the world is going on there, Daniel? Minnesota holding its first presidential primary since 1992 today. So the primary puts the state in the middle of the Super Tuesday efforts of voters in 15 states and territories casting ballots today. So just want to know about that. Tomorrow on the program, among our topics, North Dakota Department of Health Director of the Disease Control Division, Kirby Kruger, will be here. We'll talk about what the state is doing to prepare for coronavirus. That's tomorrow on the program. Just give you a little heads up on that. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. They are one of North Dakota's iconic companies. Just one of those... It's like the, you know, the GE of North Dakota. It's just been there forever. Speaking of that, you see Jack Welch, I love Jack Welch. Tons of wisdom. Never heard a bad word out of Jack Welch's mouth. He was really amazing. Anyway, you know, that kind of thinking and innovation is the way they've been doing it at H.A. Thompson & Sons for over 100 years. Over 100 years. So, yes, high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services in Bismarck and across the region now, North, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, but also the Link service that allows you to pay one price every month and they take care of everything. Something breaks down, they replace it. A lot of peace of mind there, and they're doing that now for more than 1,000 buildings. HATandSons.com. All right, 26 before the top of the hour. As promised, it's the first Tuesday of the month, and that means we talk about drones and planes and people. With our next two guests, Tommy Kendall, who's with us in studio today. Tommy, the proprietor of EyeSight RPV Services. Hello, Tommy.
How you doing, Scott?
Very good. On the phone today is the one and only Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you.
We're going to talk about his Firebirds. See, when I was growing up, a Firebird was a Pontiac. Now it's a fixed-wing drone. And you brought a special guest with you today. Your Fargo site manager from EyeSight RPV Services, Joey Schmidt, is here. Joey, how are you? Good to see you. Yeah, that button's not working. Now say something.
Ah, doing well, Scott.
I got you loud and clear now. That's beautiful. All right, so Tom Kenville, how's business, first of all?
We've really expanded, Scott, since January. We opened here with merging with Joey's company, Flight Pros. He had a nice book of business, and we're opening in McKenzie County May 1st, doing some work in the oil patch. Our regular business is we're setting records every month. So hired 4 pilots, bought some drones and some trucks, and keep moving along.
Things are growing. Are you stressed or are you having fun?
Oh, it's fun. I was stressed last year when it really doubled. Now it's just a little more planning.
Grand Forks, Fargo, McKenzie County next.
Yep.
In Watford. And I just saw both of you guys a couple days ago as the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting was held on the campus of the University of North Dakota. Spent some time at Robin Hall seeing some great new technology, including a little run-through on the Firebird. Now, I remember, Tom Sawyer, the first time you were on this program that you had just, right after you had purchased a couple of these fixed-wing Firebirds, you were explaining it, but hearing about it on the radio here, even though I could tell the excitement was in your voice, and actually seeing what they're capable of in that demonstration you did at UND on Friday was pretty amazing. Tell folks about the Firebird.
So I love talking about the Firebird. We are working with Northrop Grumman to close that purchase. We have put deposits down. We haven't bought them outright yet. So we're still working that contract language through. As you can imagine, an aircraft that has an 84-foot wingspan and can fly for 30 hours and carry lots of different kinds of cameras, it's a complicated aircraft, so it's a complicated contract to work through. But we're really excited about it. Northrop's a great partner to work with on this purchase agreement, so we're really excited about where it will go. But the planes themselves are fabulously capable. We look forward to having them at Grand Sky and being able to support all kinds of different industries around the state.
So, you know, as a layman, not being the expert here, the radio guy that talks to you, you geniuses about the drones and the planes and the people that make up this wonderful industry that is growing in leaps and bounds. Just look at Tommy's company, one company alone. You know, to grow with 3 locations and the pilots you're hiring, and it's definitely an industry that is providing a lot of opportunity. There's no doubt about that. We talk about that a lot. So I love talking about that. But when I actually saw this plane in action, I just was like amazed. First of all, it sort of looks like a regular. It's not like a drone like you see, you buy at Walmart kind of thing with the little buzzing and the. It's an actual plane, right? It actually even has a cockpit that you don't always have to have somebody in it. But the cameras is what amazed me and the data that comes out of it. What's different about this plane, Tom, that is than the others? In other words, why would you make an investment like this?
Scott, we want to make the investment because the plane, the platform itself, is capable of going a very long distance on a single tank of gas. So, for example, we could launch something from Grand Forks and have it in Wyoming that same day, doing a lot of pipeline or heavy transmission line, high tension transmission line inspection work, and then be back in Grand Forks that night, all on a single tank of gas. So it gives us range to cover very large areas, which is what will help us really reduce cost on the imaging. So the bigger the plane, the farther it can generally fly, the higher it generally flies, and the more imagery it can capture. And because it flies high, it needs to carry very high-powered cameras, very large and sensitive cameras that can collect the imagery from altitude. And so that's what the economic model is. That's what the premise is you capture 500,000 acres of information per hour. And that's kind of the layman's part, is how much information you can capture.
And one example I remembered was an oil field, where the tanks are at, right? The pump jack and the tanks are there, and we've all seen many of them. But with the mapping you had and the consistency in which with what you're taking these pictures, you really get a sense of, okay, we got an erosion problem over here, or you know, why is this tank leaking there? And you know, right? I mean, that's the kind of data that you just have. You reduce any kind of incident or any kind of loss with this tool, right?
That's it. We can do vegetative growth analysis. We can determine what's growing where and is it helpful or not helpful. We can determine if there's ground subsidence. We can find out if equipment's out of place. We can detect if people are there and maybe they should be, maybe they shouldn't be. We can do all of that, and we can do it all from a single pass, all from a single flight, with the multiple cameras all taking the same kinds of pictures of the same thing at the same time. But then really what's important is this system allows us to strip the data down on the plane to the smallest components possible and get that down to the end user's computer super fast. And that speed is really one of the critical path items that makes it a more powerful platform.
And, of course, that's information, data, seeing it is the big deal. Talk, Tommy Kenville, about the EyeSight RPV partnership with McKenzie County. And people might think, gosh, send drones up to look at roads? That's a little boring. What is the purpose there? Yet this is you know, if a road shuts down and there is traffic that is restrained from, you know, pulling the dollars, less pump, you know, once the tank is full, you lose revenue. The county of McKenzie County loses revenue. The state of North Dakota loses revenue, and you're talking about a state that, you know, has 80% or whatever of the Bakken within a few miles of Watford City. Talk about your project there. What will it do?
We have a couple projects, but the one that's most effective with future oil is our county roads project. We're going to fly all the county roads in McKenzie County, 2,200 miles. With the smaller gas-powered drone, not as big as Tom's, but big drone for the smalls, and do a baseline of what the condition it's in. And after that, we'll basically storm chase, talk to the oil operators like Continental and others. Where are they hauling right now? We'll have two crews, four people, probably four or six fixed-wing drones out there, and we'll fly the roads and feed the data live to wherever McKenzie County wants it. And so we can hopefully close roads less, get them real accurate information tied to the weather stations they put out there on the gravel roads. And we were going to do it for three counties. It got complicated. McKenzie County, I brought it up to them. They were like, this is a huge problem. Then thankful on Friday, Mr. Ham, Ron Ness, introduced me to him, Harold, and he said it's a problem and gave me his card. So I had a little fun with his card yesterday. Scott, I went to my bank. And I had to do something in there, and I said, hey, this guy'd like a loan. And they looked at it, and I thought my banker's teeth were going to fall out. But anyway, we're excited to get out west because...
But that's a big deal, though. I mean, the reason Errol Hamm and any other operator is going to say, Tommy, tell me more about how you're going to do it, because, correct me if I'm wrong, the way it was done before is somebody would say, hey, the roads are bad, oh, shut it down, right? And it might have been at one intersection, but might not have been...
Well, it was more than that. I mean, it was a half inch of rain or more, but... Then they'd shut them all down because they didn't know which ones were good and bad. And hopefully we can shut them down less, or we can say county roads 1, 3, and 5 are open, 2, 4, and 6 are closed. You know, but we'll it'll be a rough pilot project, but we'll get through it. We have good guys, and I'm excited.
And Tom Sawyer, if I'm putting a Firebird up to map something, the tab I'm going to get is going to be significantly higher than Tommy doing the roads with a different drone. And really, that's all you need in that case.
Well, we're converging, Scott. You know, my drones are getting bigger. In a way, Tom's big tenant at Grand Sky has the largest drone in the world, the Global Hawk. This is one of their smaller models. We're kind of meeting in the middle, you know.
Interesting. It's just a matter of what your needs are, right? Fascinating. Really is. All right, Joey Schmidt, we're going to chat with you when we come back, okay? Fargo Site Manager for EyeSight RPV Services. And a little more with our guest, Tom Sawyer, Tommy Kimball. On What's On Your Mind for our monthly edition of Drones, Planes, and People. Love that. Opportunity is what it says to
me. Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I have neck problems. And my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 said, Scott, you have a hot tub. You bought it from us. Neck problems, back problems, you can help, right?
Definitely, you need to get in that. It's going to help loosen up the muscles. The blood's going to flow a little bit better. Everything good is going to happen from sitting in the hot tub. That's why you have it for days like when you have pain, when you don't sleep, when you can't walk. Sit in your hot tub. It'll do miracles.
Come see him at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Just a small handful of 2019 leftovers. Closeouts get huge savings on Buicks and GMCs. Don't forget that lifetime warranty. Your warranty is for a lifetime. You want that confidence. It's a big investment. Might as well make sure it pays off for you. Get yours. Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
Drones, planes, and people talking about some of the great opportunity that's out there in North Dakota. More of our conversation with Tom Sawyer, Tommy Kenville, and Joey Schmidt in just a minute from MySight RPV Services in Grand Sky today on the program brought to you in part by Oasis Petroleum. We're going to leave the air here in a few minutes. When we do, remember, you always have an outlet to tell us what's on your mind. You always have an outlet to share a comment. You can tell us anything. 855-200-1776 right there, 24/7. And our friends at Oasis Petroleum have become one of the top producers in the Bakken with the Be the Buffalo spirit, meaning they go into the storm. not away from the storm. They go into the storm. Everybody else runs away. They go into the storm at Oasis. And so do a lot of North Dakotans. So you see that happening, celebrate it. Oasis Petroleum, okay? 855-200-1776. Back with these three gentlemen, two in person, one on the phone here today on Drones, Planes, and People. Tommy, one thing I think people don't recognize, and I guess it's, if you're not in the business, you don't necessarily understand it, so I know why it happens, but, you know, aviation's a big deal in North Dakota. Aviation drives a lot of commerce in North Dakota, and there's a lot of different things that happen, and folks at those airports, not just Fargo, Bismarck, you know, Grand Forks, Minot, but the smallest of small airports that make a huge difference. I know there's a gathering up in Minot today you want to give a shout-out to, right?
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't be where we are today in the drone industry without our such successful regular aviation industry. So today I was supposed to be up on a panel with UMass, Upper Midwest Aerospace Symposium, where it's everything general aviation and airports, and Doug McDonald from our team's there. But, you know, the airspace integration team years ago, Doug and Cindy Schreiber-Beck were on, and Al Palmer. I mean, that seems like yesterday, but 10 or 11 years ago, we had the best idea with our Codel, and we're winning. So that's what gave us the chance to work with a guy like Joey.
So tell me about Joey Schmidt. I'm one of your team members now.
Joey joined us about a month ago. We hired him on a project we had won. We didn't have the right gear, but I bid it anyway. And Joey had the right gear, and we'd known each other, and it worked pretty good. And then I just said, hey, I'm coming to Fargo. Do you guys want to team up, or are we going to compete? And he was at a growth stage, too. And here we are.
You know, and that's what's great about this entrepreneurial spirit that happens. But also, you got a younger guy here, pilot, right? And Joey, talk a little bit about this business. Is this, what was the spark for you to start the business you did and be in the drone game?
Oh, I love the idea of solving problems. I'm a former elementary education teacher, so that's the whole idea behind drones for me, is that they help solve problems that were previously unsolvable. So that's what really threw me into the game. I knew a lot of construction and engineering people growing up, and then so I started building my own drones about 8 years ago and just kind of self-taught and went to a bunch of classes and learned as much information as possible and then launched my own business about 4 years ago, Flight Pros, and served a lot of construction engineering clients and did a lot of inspection work as well.
You literally left the classroom.
I did.
To go do this.
Yeah, well.
Wow. The cushy schedules, you know, summer off and the good retirement and all in the rearview mirror.
This business is the opposite of summer's off, I would
say. Exactly right. that's a neat story. That's pretty good. He builds drones, Tommy. That's got to come in handy, you know.
Yeah, we wreck them once in a while, so we always need to build them. But
build a new one? Yeah.
I really like his experience, Scott, and that he's done it all as an entrepreneur and at the stage of our company now. Really happy he's on the team, and we're going to rock Fargo here.
That's a great story. Is it fun getting up every day doing this?
I love it. No, I do. I love solving problems for clients. That's what it's all about.
What's your favorite example of solving a problem for a client?
My favorite example is probably, I flew a lot of inspection work for solar panels last year, and I thought that's only drones can do that, and get a whole 1,600-acre farm in one day and get an actionable plan to those people in one day, right away.
Wow. Yeah, good point. You couldn't exactly go in the middle of a solar panel field and try and figure out if they're in good shape or not, right?
Right.
Yeah, wow. Tom Sawyer, that same thing with the Firebird and the things you're doing at Grand Sky for tenants and others, it's basically just solving problems, right?
That's exactly right. You know, giving people information that helps them maybe understand their problem in a different light so they can come to a solution a little bit faster.
Tommy, I see there's load restrictions in Morton County. They just announced here today. All county paved roadways in Morton County, so you might have another client down there. Morton County might have to.
That's our hope, is that the other counties will hop on board when we can have a solution, and then the radar will come in beyond line of sight, and Sawyer will be out there flying, I'll be out there flying. We'll be getting imagery to the right people and hopefully saving people money.
Yeah, exactly right. Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go?
No. Happy Springs here.
Yeah, it feels like it, doesn't it? Tom Sawyer, how about you? Any final thoughts?
No, we're just really excited. Would love to have you up, Scott, to broadcast from Grand Sky next month.
Absolutely. I know there's plans for a little event there, and we'll plan on it, okay?
That sounds great.
Yeah, I remember when the General Dynamics.
Atomics.
General Atomics folks came in and get a chance to meet them. The brass comes in, and they're, launching the drones right there. I mean, the work they're doing, and the folks, these guys are talking about the solving problems for companies and using these in the private sector. But this technology and what it's doing for our nation's defense and keeping people here rather than overseas, it can't be understated. Pretty amazing. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it all.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Joey Schmidt, Tommy Canville, EyeSight RPV Services, and Tom Sawyer, Grant Scott.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture. A great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement equipment auctions featuring late model John Deere R-Series four-wheel drive and track tractors, a 2019 DB60 corn planter, and more in Starbuck, Minnesota on March 12th. Then on March 21st and March 26th, Pfeiffer's will be offering an entire fleet of late model Case IH sprayers, quad tracks, 9230 combines, a Claas 750 combine, Challenger Series tractors, trucks, trailers, and more near Richardton in New England, North Dakota. For online bidding and complete details, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.